For our GeoQuiz, we asked you whether the wave of immigrants entering the U.S. is rising or receding, and where most immigrants are coming here from. William Fry is a demographer at the Brookings Institution in Washington, D.C. Now, Mr. Fry, you've had a good chance to look at the latest immigration estimates from the U.S. Census Bureau for 2007. What's the trend, up or down?
Well, the trend is down, and it's dramatically down for this last year. The gain in the foreign-born population in the United States is about exactly a half million people, and that's down from the average of about a million for the earlier years in this decade and for a good part of the 1990s.
So starting with 1990, we had about a million immigrants, presumably documented and undocumented, coming into the United States. And suddenly, as of last year, it's been cut in half?
Yes, that's right. You know, it's been going up and down just a little bit over those earlier years. But this has been a huge sort of slowdown, I guess you could say, in immigration.
And what do you attribute it to?
Well, I attribute it largely to the economy here in the United States. Many of the immigrants who come here work in, you might say, low-skilled fields, construction, service, retail. The housing slowdown, the credit crunch, all of the aftermath of all of that has certainly dried up a lot of those jobs. And I think the word has gone out to folks coming here from other countries that, gee, those jobs aren't here anymore. And it's a two-way street. When we look at this net change, it could be fewer people coming in, but also some people returning. So either way, we see a very diminished gain in our foreign-born population in the last year.
Can you pinpoint where the slowdown is mostly?
Well, there are 14 states which actually showed a decline, not just a slowdown, but a decline in their foreign-born population. New Jersey, New Mexico, Colorado, Kansas, Nebraska. Now, these are states, some of them, like New Jersey and New Mexico, are traditional immigrant magnet states. This is where immigrants would first come traditionally. There's communities there for many generations. But some of these other states, like Kansas and Nebraska, and even Colorado, are fairly new places for immigrants to come to. So it's not just those new destinations, but also in some of the traditional places like New Jersey. So the job slowdown is affecting different parts of the country, both the traditional immigrant destinations and the new ones.
And do you think one of the dissuading factors has been the crackdown on immigrants, undocumented immigrants here?
You know, I think the crackdown has something to do with it, but I think you can't really just pin it all on that or even most of it on that. The economy is a very strong pull for folks. Many people are willing to risk those kinds of crackdowns and the hand of the law when they come here. So I think that I would put most of this on the downturn in the economy rather than on the crackdown on immigrants.
Mr. Fry, before we let you go, will you do us a favor and give us the answer to the GeoQuiz once I ask you the question?
yes, I can. Yeah, I don't know what the question will be, but I'll
tell you. It's not that hard for a demographer, I think. The question is, can you give us a basic profile of where immigrants to the United States are coming from? We asked our listeners to rank Europe, Latin America, Africa, and Asia. Can you put the regions in order by immigration to the United States for us?
Yes. The biggest chunk is from Latin America. About half our foreign-born population is from Latin America. Second is Asia, maybe about a quarter are from Asia. Third is Europe, maybe 12% or so. And fourth is Africa, 3 or 4%.
And are those changing, those figures?
They're changing over time. The Latin American, this is what I just gave you, is the snapshot of the foreign-born population in the United States. But on an annual basis coming in, especially if you count the undocumented immigrants, the Latin American component is substantially higher than 50%.
Okay, so the answers are Latin America, then Asia, Europe, and Africa. You got that exactly right.
Oh, well,
amazing.
Great.
Is there any way now, given these figures, to forecast if the economy worsens, if the numbers will continue to go down?
You know, I'm sure there's some econometrician somewhere working on that right now, but I think it's a little bit of hocus pocus. I mean, we really don't know specifically, particularly from countries of origin, what kinds of industries people are in, how they react exactly to the market. I think it's a puzzle that we should start trying to be able to solve because it will be important in helping to inform these economic responses as we go ahead and start crafting our revisions to our immigration policy, which is certainly going to be on the front burner sooner or later after this election year.
All right. William Fry, Senior Fellow at the Brookings Institution in Washington. Nice to speak with you.
Sure. Enjoyed it.